AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. CF's 18% 4-week advance tops agricultural inputs, but pressure and volume lag the price move. CF Industries closed at $121.40 after a 3.8% weekly gain, leaving the fertilizer maker above its weekly trend line and ahead of a weak basic materials group. While market dynamics still withhold full confirmation. Research brief. CF Industries delivered one of the cleaner relative moves in basic materials, rising 18.0% over 4 weeks and ranking first in both its sector and agricultural inputs industry for that period. The setup is still balanced rather than emphatic. The trend signal is active, relative strength is positive, and the stock is 11.9% above its trend line. But activity pressure remains negative, at negative 0.78, and latest volume ran at only 0.9x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. CF rose 3.8% for the week to $121.40 and is up 18.0% over 4 weeks, against a U.S. basic materials 4-week average of negative 9.7%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active with a 23-week streak, while price sits 11.9% above the $108.50 trend line. 3. Relative strength is positive at 14.08, but market dynamics are mixed because activity pressure is still negative at negative 0.78, and there is no fresh activity pressure signal. 4. Volume was 11.9 million shares, below the 13-week average of 13.8 million and the 52-week average of 14.8 million. 5. The stock trades 43.0% above ShareMaestro fair value and remains 14.1% below its 52-week high of $141.40, keeping valuation and drawdown risk in view. 4-week move stands out in a weak materials group. CF Industries, the $17.3 billion agricultural inputs name within U.S. basic materials, ended the week of 17 July at $121.40, up 3.8%. The short-term move is the more distinctive feature. A 17.96% 4-week return places CF first among 100 U.S. basic materials stocks and first within the 12-stock U.S. agricultural inputs group over the same period. That strength comes against poor group conditions. Basic materials averaged a negative 2.5% weekly return, negative 9.7% over 4 weeks, and negative 12.0% over 12 weeks, with only 30.0% trend breadth and 26.0% positive relative strength breadth. Agricultural inputs were better on the week, averaging plus 2.1%, but the group's 12-week average remains negative 8.9%, and only one-third of constituents show active trend, positive market dynamics, or positive relative strength. Trend signal remains constructive, but market dynamics are not fully aligned. The weekly trend signal is active and has been in place for 23 weeks, with CF above its $108.50 trend line by 11.9%. Trend breadth for the stock is 69.2%, reflecting 36 active weeks in the past 52. The composite score of 64 and setup signature of balanced red capture the split between price strength and incomplete confirmation. Relative strength is the stronger internal measure, at 14.08, helped by CF's move to the 86th percentile among 224 U.S. basic materials peers. Activity pressure is the restraint. The latest reading is negative 0.78, still negative, even after recent improvement. ShareMaestro's expectancy red is undecided at 51.19%, which argues for watching whether participation and pressure can catch up with the price advance. Volume does not yet confirm the rebound. Volume was 11.9 million shares in the latest week, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average of 13.8 million, and 0.8x the 52-week average of 14.8 million. That is not weak enough to invalidate the move, but it leaves the latest 3.8% gain without the heavier participation that accompanied earlier 2026 bursts, including the March weeks that traded 30.8 million, 45.8 million, and 25.7 million shares. The recent sequence has been positive, with CF gaining 2.7%, 4.6%, 5.8%, and 3.8% over the past 4 completed weeks. Still, the latest leg came on less volume than the prior week's 14.1 million, so the next test is whether buyers can sustain price above the trend line with volume closer to or above the one-year baseline. Valuation gap and high water distance define the risk. CF now sits at 70.0% of its 52-week range, above the 74.72 low, but still 14.1% below the 141.40 high. The stock is also 43% above ShareMaestro fair value of 84.90, signaling premium demand, but also leaving less margin for disappointment if the activity pressure reading fades again. Risk metrics are steady rather than benign. 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.3%, close to the 52-week base of 5.4%. The one-year split is 29 positive weeks versus 23 negative weeks, with average gains of 4.4% and average losses of negative 4.0%. What to watch next is clear. The 108.50 trend line as the weekly regime level, activity pressure for confirmation or loss of urgency, and a volume ratio above 1.5 times as stronger evidence that the next move has broader participation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.